Ocean beaches in the mid-Atlantic region are jammed with vacationers right now, many of whom have made the 2 or 3 hour trek from cities like Washington, D.C. and Baltimore on the western side of the Chesapeake Bay. 50 years ago, that trip was much longer and included a ferry ride across the 4-mile-wide bay. But on this day, 50 years ago, the William Preston Lane Jr. Memorial Bridge, known simply as the Bay Bridge, opened for business, and the eastern shore of Maryland has never been the same.
On a weekend when the ferries were running, there were probably about 6,000 vehicles that were carried by that. The first weekend the bridge was open, it carried 18,000, and now it carries, on a good holiday weekend, between 200,000 and 250,000.
Walter Woodford is a civil engineer with the State Roads Commission who was involved with the operation of the first bridge and the building of a second bridge in 1979. He says the construction of the bridge, which took more than 2 years and cost $45 million, has had a big impact on counties east of the bay.
There was a mixed reaction to the bridge for many, many years before it was built. Some were very concerned that it would destroy the peaceful way of life that we've had here, and others thought that, well, it would be a big economic boost. There are a lot of people my age who still don't like the idea of having the bridge there.
Talk of a span across the bay began nearly 100 years ago. By 1919, there was a plan to build a double-deck bridge to carry railroad and trolley lines. That idea was derailed by the stock market crash in 1929. Plans for the current bridge gathered momentum after World War II. The result? A curved suspension span at its highest point, 200 feet above the water. Last year, the two spans carried about 24 million vehicles. Walter Woodford says it was a great engineering achievement, and there's an aesthetic quality about the bridge that has endured.
I can tell you that when we travel and we come home and see that bay as we go across the bridge, we have a great feeling that we're home. And so it has a distinct personality of its own, so to speak. It reflects the importance of itself to the area.
By the way, 50 years ago, the ferry ride across the bay took about 45 minutes, about as long as it takes to suffer through the backup to the bridge on a typical summer weekend this year.